From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Honda police say they are chasing down suspects in their investigation to determine who was responsible for the rush hour bomb attack at a city subway. That attack was among a number of terror incidents this year, as we hear from Henry Ridgewell in London.
Five terror attacks in Britain, four of them in London this year, all of them targeting soft targets, as police use the term, pedestrian walkways, transport hubs, places that are very difficult for the authorities to defend against. They have put some measures in place. They have put barriers along some of the key walkways and bridges across the River Thames. There is an increased armed police presence in London. But it has to be remembered that millions of people use the London subway network every day, and its bus network and its road network. And I think everybody accepts that it's impossible to defend the entire infrastructure of the city.
Islamic State says an improvised explosive device was used at the subway station. At least 29 people were wounded when the IED was detonated by an IS-affiliated unit, terror threat remaining critical there. President Trump has responded to North Korea's most recent missile launch in remarks during a speech to military personnel and their families outside of Washington. Mr. Trump said the U.S. and its allies will never be intimidated. Meantime, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said North Korea's missile launch is another reckless breach of U.N. resolutions and a major threat to international peace. At the U.N., the Security Council condemned the missile launch that flew over Japan and landed in the North Pacific. This is VOA News. Turkey, Russia, and Iran have agreed to a deal that will see the countries work together to police a de-escalation zone in Syria's Idlib province for the next 6 months. Idlib, which borders Turkey, was captured in 2015 by an alliance of jihadists and rebels. There's a large-scale joint Russia-Belarus military exercise underway. We get more now from VOA's Steve Miller.
Video published showed paratroopers in the Pskov region who, according to the drill scenario, were fighting armed groups that illegally crossed into the country. Another video from the Moscow region showed soldiers at an air defense command post. Zapad drills are scheduled to last until September 20th. NATO is closely watching the exercises and says they are larger than the 12,700 servicemen Moscow publicized, actually numbering some 100,000 troops, and involve firing nuclear-capable ballistic missiles. Russia's defense ministry said Thursday that the exercises are of a purely defensive nature, but NATO officials say the drills will simulate a conflict with the U.S.-led alliance. Steve Miller, VOA News.
Some 400,000 Rohingya Muslims have fled Myanmar's Rakhine State since August 25th when insurgents attacked police post, killing at least 12. Since then, aid groups have struggled in an increasingly urgent humanitarian crisis. Vivian Tan is with the UN Refugee Agency.
The obvious risk is that people don't get the assistance they need, and that we could see a second wave of health problems and even death. These people are already very weak, having walked for days.
Rohingya Muslims have been fleeing what they say is long-term persecution in Myanmar, but the speed of their exit combined with the scale of the latest crisis is unprecedented. 20-year mission of the U.S. space agency Cassini spacecraft has come to an end. Launched in 1997, Cassini's trip to Saturn took 7 years. Friday, it plunged to its demise in the atmosphere above Saturn. Mike Watkins is head of the space agency's Jet Propulsion Laboratory.
The discoveries that Cassini has made over the past 13 years in orbit have rewritten the textbooks of Saturn, have discovered worlds that could be habitable, and have guaranteed that we will return to that ringed world.
The only spacecraft ever to orbit Saturn is Cassini, showed the planet, its rings, its moons up close. Perhaps most amazing, they say, were the ocean worlds unveiled on two of Saturn's many moons. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com. And we're always available on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.